As security tightened this week around some buildings in New York City, Newark, and Washington, D.C., a major Eastern landmark reopened for the first time since September 11th. Today, commentator Bruce Feiler visited the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty.
The waters were unusually choppy around Liberty Island today. The sky was dusty blue. But the leafy grounds were full of pomp and glory. Visitors in fanny packs snapped pictures with their cell phones. But as a New Yorker, I couldn't help contrasting the grand reopening of the Statue of Liberty with the grim battening down of landmarks across Manhattan, the New York Stock Exchange, the Empire State Building, Macy's. Regardless of the timing of the terror intelligence, the mood around New York is dour these days. On September 11th, I watched the Twin Towers fall from my home. The collapse of the buildings produced a bracing change. I could suddenly see the Statue of Liberty from my apartment, a faint image of rectitude and resolve. I confess I didn't know the statue had been closed until this week. The truth is, I haven't really missed Lady Liberty in New York, but I have missed her when I've been abroad. Over the last few months, I've traveled across Europe and the Middle East, including Iraq and Iran. As an American who travels often in the Muslim world, I am sometimes forced to confront a new image of America that threatens to overshadow the Statue of Liberty. It's a bruised America, frightened of terrorism, that is closing its doors to the world. While defending ourselves is necessary, so is delivering a positive message. While guarding our buildings is vital, so is reopening the Statue of Liberty. As the 9/11 Commission reminded us, we cannot defeat Islamic extremism by strength alone. We must also evangelize our political and religious freedom. On the boat to Liberty Island, I met Terry Walker, a 62-year-old insurance adjuster from Hinsdale, Illinois. "I think what we're doing in Iraq is necessary," he said. "Men have to sacrifice their lives for freedom. During the Civil War, my family was involved in the Underground Railroad. My cousin died in Pearl Harbor." "But we have to tell people the story of America," he said. "My family came here in 1665. My neighbors moved here from Poland 10 years ago. They work hard as carpenters and bricklayers. They represent the best of our country." The island today was a very American place. Visitors crowded into gift shops. 2 dozen workers from the Liberty Tax Company of Virginia Beach were dressed in green velour togas and pointy headdresses, handing out foam visors as part of what they called guerrilla marketing. The event even had a sponsor, Lacoste, the French fashion company. They gave out a CD whose cover showed the statue with an alligator over its chest. "French people are not mad at Americans," a young spokeswoman said. "America has always been fused with freedom. We don't want to change that. We want to continue what it's always been." "And why the statue?" I asked. "Because it was a gift from the French," she said, "and because we're fashion, we're hip, we're cool." Today, Lady Liberty was fashionable again. The green in her coat was more stained than I remembered, but the gold in her flame could have lit a catwalk. And perhaps today will remind us all that America is at its greatest when we greet the world with an outstretched arm, and when we lead not just with fire, but with light.
Commentator Bruce Feiler is the author of the book Abraham, A Journey to the Heart of Three Faiths. He lives in New York.